And done. Hey man, how's your spell going? So, guess who's the first to finish again? I thought we were competing to see who gets to the second circle first, but at this pace, there won't be much competition going on. Oh, don't be a crybaby. Come on, let me take a look at this thing. No, I won't do anything to fuck it up, dummy. I just want to help. It's no fun if you're this far behind. Have you really been studying like our master told us? I mean, your somatic effect is okay, I guess, but you don't have enough elfin grape petals in your material components. No wonder this is taking forever. Ugh, this is too painful to watch. Here, let me fix it. Try it again now. Told ya. Honestly, I know you're not stupid, so how are you so slow at times? Well, if you want some advice from a talented wizard like me, you need to study more on what we're actually learning instead of digging into advanced theories because they interest you. You don't see anyone trying to fly without learning how to levitate first, do you? Anyway, Master will be back soon, so hurry up, fix your crap, and do it again. We still need the spell done another 5 times before she returns. And if you do it as I told you, I'm sure it'll work. No, that's not right either. This is not how you pronounce this incantation, not even close. It's more like, what? What do you mean I should watch my own formula? Like I can't do both. Come on, this spell is so easy. I'm sure I could do 5 of these at once if I had to. Oh shit. Hey. Are you alright? Fuck. My eyes and nose are burning. Hurry up and open a window. I'll get a little wind going and clear this out. Ventas servitas. Finally. Much better. Oh, crap. Look at the lab. You are so screwed. Yes, you. You're the one who disrupted my concentration, and I wouldn't have to do that in the first place if you paid more attention to your spell. Ugh. All right. It doesn't matter whose fault it is, now shut up. And if you don't want to spend the next few hours as sheep when Master comes back, I'd suggest you help pick up this mess. Hey, did you always cough up purple dust, or is this a recent thing? The look on your face was priceless. I'm kidding, dumbass. For real, though, I don't really feel anything wrong. What about you? Good. I think we need to wait and see what follows, then. Nothing super weird happens in the next 5 minutes or so, we're probably fine. Okay. Maybe we should open more windows to help clear the air first. It's getting so hot. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna take this robe off. It's a mess anyway, and I'm dying in it. Yes, I'm sure. And I'm fine. Just feeling a little hot, that's all. There were a lot of reagents in those powders and potions that blew up with the spell, so we might get a little queasy or run a fever for a while. But it doesn't look like anything significant will happen to us. Hopefully. So much better. What? Why are you looking at me like that? It's not like you haven't seen me in a shirt and breeches before, and I'm flat as a board and built like a stick. There's literally nothing good to look at here. You're weird sometimes, dude. Anyway, we'd better keep working. This place is not going to clean itself. Wait. This is a wizard tower. Shouldn't it actually clean itself? Fine, I'll leave the questions for later. Give me the damn broom. I'm starting to get, like, uncomfortably warm. Are you sure you're not feeling it? Don't lie to me. Your face is flushed. I can tell you're hot, too. Why don't you take off your robe? You don't have a shirt under it, so what? It's not like you have anything to show either. Here, I'll help you. Shut up and stop struggling. You're such a baby sometimes. Hey, not one to point out the obvious, but those are abs. I mean, you've always had skinny abs, but those are abs. We're stuck in this place studying all day. Where the hell did you get time to work out? You didn't? So that means, oh crap. Stay still. I need to check something. Agma scroll, don't jump like that all of a sudden. I need to make sure this is not some kind of weird hallucination. Yeah, those are very real. It looks like your arms are bigger. Your chest is more defined too, and they're definitely real as well. Sorry, what did you say? What's going on? Why would I know that any better than you? I mean, who knows for sure what was in the cloud we inhaled? Are you feeling anything different now? A little dizzy? Okay. Don't worry, we can figure this out. I just need you to calm down. What? This isn't the time to talk about my boobs. I'm trying to think here. Were you always such a perv? You're acting so weird lately, and oh dear. I kinda have to say something, but you have to promise you won't freak out. I think you may be still, growing and getting taller, too. I mean, we were about the same height, and my head's going up to your chin now. Hey, what did I just say about freaking out? Everything will be fine, I promise. Come on, man. I'm starting to feel bad seeing you like this. Prove it'll be fine? How the hell am I supposed to... Look, our master only buys ingredients from certified places, so I know you won't explode, turn into a monster, or anything like that. What's the worst that could happen? I mean, even if it is permanent, I mean, is growing stronger and taller such a bad thing? I'm sure a lot of guys would love that. Who cares what people will think? Sorry. Shouldn't have said that. I know you're super shy and that you hate all the unwanted attention, but okay, I'll say it. It's not like people didn't notice you before. You're just too insecure to realize it. Well, at least I did. What do I mean? Really? How can you be so dense? Do I have to draw it out for you? Fine. It might be a bit my fault for being so competitive and not knowing how to express my feelings, too, but... ugh. I like you, dummy. I want you. I've had a crush on you since the first month we started studying magic together. Is that clear enough? I never cared that you were small and skinny, and I don't care if you change now either. I like you for you. How you're always kind to everyone around you, even a brash and loud girl like me, and the way you're always trying to do stuff that's clearly too difficult for novice wizards, but you're too curious for your own good and just can't help it. Somehow, you manage to be both the smartest and the dumbest guy I know. And you know what the worst part is? I fucking love it. Like, remember that time you tried to do object transmutation and ended up turning Master's favorite wand into a carrot? And then you smiled at me and the only thing you could say was, oops. I still don't know why, but I had to hold myself back so I wouldn't jump on you and kiss you until you wiped that goofy-ass grin off your face. For fuck's sake, shut me up already. I meant by saying something, but that works too. No, don't apologize. Didn't you hear what I said 5 seconds ago? Come back here. Does that mean you feel? Fuck. I'll take that as a yes. Do you know how long I've wanted to do this? Hey. Wait a minute. Why does my chest feel so soft and heavy? Look down? Okay, but what the fuck? Why are my tits like twice as big as before? I know they weren't that big to begin with, but were they growing this whole time? And you didn't tell me? Oh, you did try to tell me multiple times. I was probably so focused on trying to help you that I didn't even pay attention to what you were saying. All right, I might feel just a tiny bit stupid now. Wait, if you're still growing, does that mean my tits are too? Oh shit, they are. Fuck, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Oh, come on, scroll. I said all those things to you and now I'm the one freaking out. You know, you can't just kiss me and magically calm me down, right? Okay, fine. Maybe you can. Damn, I could have tried that with you and saved us a few awkward moments. I'm impressed by how well you kiss. Considering you're a shy bookworm. Okay, I know I'm one as well, except for the shy part. I don't think it matters, though. I think what matters is that I've been missing out for far too long. Fuck. Starting to feel my britches get tighter. I think my ass is growing too. But you know what? I don't even care anymore. I don't care what happens. I just want you. Here we are. Kissing, holding, feeling each other as our bodies change. Kind of romantic, huh? I mean, in a very weird way. Don't be afraid of touching me, okay? I'm yours now. If that didn't get into your thick head yet. Why don't you start by moving those hands down a bit and grabbing my ass? Ah, hey, a little gentler, please. Don't forget you're much stronger now. Just like that. My tits too, please. Yes. Feel as they get bigger in your hands. Fuck. I think they're growing even faster now. This keeps going. Soon I'll look like one of those succubi from Master's Demonology book. All these curves. They're starting to get more sensitive, too. I can't stop feeling them. Judging by the way you're staring, I think you like them a lot. Right? I know you like my old body, too, silly. But if I'm gonna change like this, I want my boyfriend to be the one to enjoy it. Yes, I called you boyfriend. Do you have any objections, baby? I didn't think so. And of course, it's only fair that I have some fun too. Feeling these big, strong arms, these abs, this chest. They're all mine now, aren't they? Oh, God. These clothes are pretty flexible, but I think we're growing too much for them to handle. You should probably take your pants off. What? You're not gonna get shy now, are you? Look what we're doing. If you're not taking them off, at least let me do it for you. This is... wow. It's so hard and throbbing, and it looks so delicious. No, I'm not drooling over you. I'm just, I mean, what were we talking about again? Shit. I need to take my clothes off too. I'll just pull this up. Maybe pull the pants down. Fuck. They're both stuck. It's not my fault. They were made for a flat, skinny girl, not someone with hips this wide and tits the size of melons. All right, maybe I got a little distracted too, but... Damn. I'm starting to think those potions did more than only make us grow. My body is still getting hotter and hotter. And now it's getting so sensitive, too. I was already horny when we were making out before, but even the fabric getting tighter and pressing against my body is making me shiver. I can't take this anymore. Look at how hard my nipples are. My britches, they're soaked. Fuck. My clothes are still stretching. And getting tighter. I think they're gonna... I guess we finally stopped growing, but I come here. No. I can see how you were affected too, baby. Your cock is twitching. My pussy is dripping down my bare thighs. We need to relieve this somehow, right? Why don't we just let it all out and find what these bodies can do? Please. My body is aching for you. I need you. Please. You're really so much stronger now, lifting me up like it's nothing. Wait, the table's full of flasks. Be careful. Did you just throw everything on the ground? So, that's how eager you are. That's it, baby. Put me on the desk, just like that. And now take me and make me yours. What? Why are you smirking like that? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You're kissing my neck. Okay, that's officially a thing you need to do a lot more from now on. still so sensitive all over, baby. Every sensation is so much stronger. The way you're nuzzling my neck, my breast filling up your hand. Even this desk on my bare ass feels so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, those little bites on my collarbone. They tickle a little bit, but they feel so good, too. Wait, are you moving down? Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Oh, sucking on my nipples like that. Oh, you know how sensitive they got? That's not even fair. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, nine hells. I think you could make me come just by doing that. Yes. Suck on them more. Please. Oh. You're still kissing and licking your way down my body. Does that mean you wanna... Oh, fuck. You're making me even hotter. I feel like I'm gonna melt. Hey, keep your hands off my sides. That tickles. No, it's okay. I'm just not a fan of being tickled. Keep doing what you were doing before. That was perfect. Oh, yeah. You're getting so close. Just above my pussy. Can you see how soaked I am for you, baby? Fuck, if you keep kissing my mound and my thighs like that, I swear I'm gonna come without you even touching my pussy. Oh no, stop, that's enough. I don't know how you're doing it, but I can't resist anymore. I want that cock in me right fucking now. I'll spread my legs for you. Just please put it in my cunt before I lose my mind. Oh, that's it, baby. Fucking mount me. Mount me and make me yours. Oh, God. You guts above. I've wanted this for so fucking long. Oh, baby. It feels so big. I can feel it stretching me out. But I'm so wet, it's just sliding all the way in. Fuck. No, don't stop. Don't go slower. I want more. I need it. Yes. Baby, let's enjoy our new bodies together. Hold on to my hips and go harder. 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 Oh, fuck. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me, pound into me. Oh, this feels so good. So goddamn good. We've been missing out for too long. Fuck. But we can make up for it, right? We can fuck like this every time Master's gone. Gods, I want to be pounded by you in every corner of this tower. Fuck, I can feel all your muscles tensing and your hips squirming. Are you getting close? I am too. I can't hold back. I can't. Please, come inside me. Come inside me. I need to feel your gum filling me up. Yes, put it all the way in and come. Come for me, baby, please. Oh my God. Doesn't stop. Are you? Oh, God, you're still hard too. And twitching as well. This wasn't enough. We need more. We need to do it more. I'm going to turn around and bend over the table. I want you to do me from behind now. I'm ready. Don't make me wait anymore. Just shove that dick inside me again. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, oh my god. Oh god, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh, no, slow start, baby. Just pound me again. Fuck your horny little witch. Fuck. My ass is so big and round now. And feeling your hips pounding against it feels so good. You can use all your strength. Don't be afraid of hurting me. I want you to. Yes. More, harder. Keep going. Pull my hair, baby. No, even better. Grab my tits again. Don't worry about holding me. I'll hold on to the table. I just want you to squeeze them. Yeah, squeeze them. Squeeze them hard. They're yours. I'm all yours. Just fuck. Pinch my nipples too, please. This is too much. This is too much. Oh, gods. I'm gonna come again. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Don't hold back. Let everything go inside me. Fill my pussy again. Baby, please. Please. I need it now. God. Oh, God. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck me. Baby. I hope you liked it too. I mean, by how much cum's dripping out of me, I can assume you did. No. Don't let go of me yet. Keep holding me in this position for a bit. Yeah, that's perfect. So dizzy, I can barely feel my body, but it's still so good to just be held by you. What was that? Oh, it looks like whatever affected us wasn't permanent. We're back to normal now. No, I'm not sad. I'm relieved. I mean, I should be, right? I know. I'm a terrible liar. I don't know if I want to say it, though. It's something really silly. When we started changing, I was scared too, but then I started feeling and looking at my body, and it was the first time I actually felt sexy. You think my normal body is sexy too? Really? You're not saying this just to make me feel better, are you? It looks like kissing me is still the right answer. Of course. I still think you are too. All the things I said and did, the potions might have helped, but I really meant them. Even the naughtier ones. I'm glad you feel the same. I think I just realized something. Isn't Master coming back at any moment now? Oh, gods. How can we possibly clean this whole place so fast? We made an even bigger mess than before. Nine Hells. We're going to be turned into newts if we're lucky. Wait. The sending stones are glowing. Hang on for a second. Yes, Master. Everything is absolutely fine here. We even finished our spell practice early. Please, take as long as you need to. What did she say? Apparently some dumbass screwed with the portal linking on sigil again, and she'll only be back tomorrow. Do you know what that means? We're not screwed. At least, not this time. Yeah. I think we can afford a little more kissing before we start cleaning now. I just want to say, this was the weirdest day of my life by far, but I'm really glad it happened. We're finally together now. Boyfriend and girlfriend. I really like the sound of that.